temporary residence. Oh, much can be said of what one thinks today and another tomorrow morning, but the world belongs to all the future generations. We are just temporary residents. We are not to treat Earth as if it only belonged to us. We are to stop lying to children that memorization is education. We are to stop keeping them in rows, dividing time into squares and subjects into meaninglessness in a one-for-all curriculum of poverty of mind. Respect is a reward, so don't demand it. It is not a demand anybody can make. And we are to stop thinking in short term. Rather than keeping 10 million people in cages, we need to practice crime prevention and put an end to poverty first. Rather than economic fairy tales, mutually assured destruction, and blind wars, we need to connect together across borders and in great wisdom. There is very little prestige to be gained from hard work and beautiful career, tailored suits and expensive cafes, if we are not paying attention to all the problems children face. That's just reality. The respect of the younger generations cannot be granted for free. Children can't believe nonsense, no matter how convincing the teachers. And the world won't grow without wisdom. The world will wait for several consecutive generations of wise beings to converge on good ideas in peace and earned respect. It will wait. It need not be hard work, you know. Reading books or listening to audiobooks and lectures comes so easy to us. And there is so much we learn. We inherit lifetimes of knowledge. Though it is beautiful and healing and wonderful, wisdom is not just for us. It is for all the future. Many of the problems that overwhelm us today really can't be repaired. The career politicians are simply lying. The big problems can only be prevented with foresight and love and wisdom and require hard work across multiple generations. And that can only begin with real education and real love of wisdom. Please. Rise to the challenge and become a great being.